Welcome to episode 1.4 of part 1 of The Warp and Wolf. I'm Grover Elliott, and I'm covering my fourth defining characteristic. I am a father. I have two wonderful children. They are better than yours. Just as I hope yours are better than mine, in your eyes. I brought these two into the world. It wasn't their choice or at their request. It was a result of my desires, be they immature with a lack of acceptance of potential consequences, or a conscious decision with the one I loved. Life can be a beautiful experience, full of wonder and discovery, filled with love and dreams. It can also be quite the opposite. Your life is the only one that you might get the opportunity to man the helm of one day, unless you're a despotic politician, but you already know that, right? People bring more people into the world for many different reasons. At different times and in different places, there have been numerous legitimate reasons to procreate. Today, in this country, in my opinion, there's only one truly ethical reason to have children. Because life is going so well, you and your mate want to share it with someone else. Look, religious zealots, anti-immigration nationalists, and farmers just had a conniption, and I get it. Truly, I do. But let's hit each one of those in order to spark some conversation. If it's your belief that you must go forth and multiply so that your people can spread the word and influence of your God more effectively and broadly, making babies is not going to do it. Every poll shows that religion, a belief in an all-powerful being, is becoming less popular and less common every day. And in what generations is that true? The younger generations, the very one you think you should add to in order to fix the problem. You may actually be watering down the flock. You might be better off writing a sitcom for Adult Swim that contains hidden religious and moral messages in it, just so the younger generations who are already here will get it. Okay, I don't mean to take it lightly, but truly, the go forth and multiply was when there were lands to conquer for a particular god, seemingly. I mean, generally, there was a scumbag using that religious zealotry to get people to kill for their own power and glory. But hey, I'm not here to start a religious war. If you want to bring more people to your God in a world that is filled with people, and in a world whose complete landscape has been claimed by some entity or other, be a better example to your fellow man. Flies and honey. And if you think immigrants are taking over the country, you're 400 years too late. People coming into the country does not destroy it. Allowing them to do so while rewarding them for not assimilating will, but not their mere presence. Statistics indicate that whites and blacks in this country are not going to out-reproduce the many, many immigrants pouring in, legal or illegal. And if you're Hispanic, you're winning the population battle. Now make sure you and your friends assimilate into the society that made this land so desirable a destination. What we all need to concentrate on is being model Americans and showing them the way to assimilate into the society we have. That subject is far too complex for this, but the point is, your cranking out five kids is just going to make you that much more financially insolvent. It's not going to stem the tide. Farmers, I know you need someone to help with the farm, someone to pass on to, someone to carry the torch. If you enjoy working outside of corporate farming, I applaud you. I truly do. But your children have so many options these days, there's no guarantee you can keep them on the farm. And besides, do you really want to? In bygone days, you, me, all of us, would exist because our parents needed help staying alive. Few people had the luxury of saying, I've harvested so much corn and raised so many pigs that, by God, Martha, we need to create some more little mouths to feed. What are we going to do with it all? No, they needed help. This goes back to marriage. It was a matter of corporate partnership in order to survive. And Pa was going to get too old to handle all the chores himself, so he needed to start making assembly line workers as early and as often as possible, because about half of them weren't going to make it into picking age anyway. That wasn't that long ago in this country. And it's still the norm in many parts of the world. Heck, my grandmother had 11 siblings. Only five of them made it into adolescence. But today, We go to Aldi for food and Walmart for car parts and hope that our kids become video game programmers so someone can pull the family out of having to live in the suburbs with only two televisions and one boat. Pitiful subsistence. Farmers, even family farms, have robots that can handle much of the physical labor, working smarter, not harder. More expensively, but you get my point. Okay, have one kid that can figure out how to reprogram the robot, but after that, don't get me wrong, I'm not against procreation. Though, like most men, I like the dress rehearsals a lot better than the actual show. And I know you've been told you have to carry on the family name, well, if you're a boy, or maybe if you're a girl, or I don't know. What does carrying on the family name even mean, unless you're a Kennedy or a Kardashian? My family name changed a whole lot over the centuries, at about half the branches. Going forward, one of my kids will carry it, but the other will change when she gets married, probably. And what if the boy doesn't have kids? I have an uncle who was the last person carrying his family name. Does that make me sad? Not really, because if we went back further in the family tree, we'd find a whole other branch somewhere with that name that we never even knew. It doesn't really matter. What matters is who he is and how he has influenced me and the other family members and friends around him. So I had two kids, admittedly for some of the very reasons I've renounced here. All I have done is added two more people to the world. Good for them, but it doesn't really do much for me. I hope they live happy, positive, and fruitful lives. But I'm not in control of them or their destinies. I give them a start and hope for the best and worry about them for the rest of my life. Would it have been different if I had just adopted two kids that were already here? No, I don't think so, though my kids might disagree. The point is, being a parent is about giving to the ones you choose to turn loose on the world. Make sure you are in the best place you can be before taking on that responsibility. To those who think having a child will save your relationship, nothing could be further from the truth, and you know it deep down. It's the equivalent of someone in deep financial trouble thinking going to a loan shark in order to buy more lottery tickets will put them back on top. Kids are never here for you or to solve your problems. Well, hopefully to act as pallbearers at least. But having kids is about them. Never about you. You are here for them, not the other way around. You make the choice, not them. You take on the burden, not them. You have to be prepared, because they never are. When do I think it is moral to have a kid this day and age in America? When life is going so well, when you and your spouse are having such a grand time that you want to share the party with someone else. Or maybe when you're about 30, with a household that can survive on one salary, because kids cost a lot of time and money, but mostly time. Kids that stand a fighting chance of making it in this world anyway. This all sounds like more of a lecture than a self-identity, and perhaps it is, to me as much as to you. I have to remind myself of all these things as a father when I get frustrated or just plain overwhelmed. I brought them into this world. They are my responsibility. One that I wouldn't trade for anything, except maybe a Porsche and a country club membership. But I chose kids. Hey, just kidding, kids. I love you. Forget the Porsche. I don't need it. Unless that game programming job really hits and you're searching for a fine Father's Day gift. Seriously, though, my relationship with my kids is different than the one with my wife. She and I chose one another and have an obligation. Each of us. My kids didn't and don't. They have a choice in the strength of that bond because they didn't enter into the relationship voluntarily. I made them and am thus in it for life, but just for my life, not theirs. They have flown the coop and are, for the most part, on their own. I am and will always be here for them, but not in their lives on a daily basis as with my spouse. Your family dynamic may be different. That's okay. It was never my job to raise my kids to be just like me. It was my duty to expose them to as many different experiences as I could so that they were better prepared to choose their own path in life and to enlightenment, and to know what to expect, to see different ways of living and how different people act. That being said, I did need to pass on my principles and morals to them. The code of the Woosters must carry forth, after all. If they stray from it, I hope that they improve upon it. But I'm obliged to get them started on the right path. If you're a new parent or considering it in the future, you will screw up. We all do. I mean, we're all newbies at some point, and we're flying blind most of the time. We just do the best we can. I estimate these lessons and priorities are passed on in about a 4 or 5 generation rotation. My parents gave me what they missed as children. I concentrated on what I thought were shortcomings in my upbringing. My kids will do the same. Their kids may be more like my grandparents or great-grandparents than I have been. Society and the economic conditions have a big effect on this. My parents were raised by the Depression generation. If you know what I mean, you know what I mean. They poured things on me, to a modest extent, and taught me to work hard. I had 3 squares and a cot every day of my childhood, but I also had jobs and had to pay my own way in a lot of areas. I didn't center my existence on things or money or success, but I did learn that I had to provide for myself. As a consequence, I found myself very philosophical about material possessions, but also I found myself homeless, though never without a roof, poor and struggling over the years. That's okay. I learned a lot. I've tried to put those lessons to good use as a father and pass them down to my kids. I can't pass down every lesson from every generation, so we all just pass down what we see as priorities the best we can. Our kids will sort them the best they can, as long as you give them lessons to sort. That's my goal as a father, to be the best and most dependable I can be, to get my kids started from somewhere above ground zero in this life. Next, I'll talk about my favorite subject, being a Texan. This I share with all Texans.